this is a happy birthday Jesus tree. It has cupcakes on it, and it mentions the fact that Jesus was born, and that's the reason we're having this celebration at all of Christmas. There's a little guy next to the tree with the basket, and each child who visits can take a package from the basket for a party favor.
I'm Michael Banya, and I am with the Gowrie Gals, and we meet every Thursday. The Elks Club had Halloween branches, and we asked if we could borrow the branches or use the branches, and so we took them over, and my husband, because we had no way to stick them so they would stand straight up, he drilled holes in log chunks, and now they're sticking right in the log and kind of an entryway to the Christmas tree lane.
I'm Joyce Phillips, and we're working on our teddy bear tree. We're going to have a picnic table, and we even have a book on the teddy bear's Christmas and a beautiful poem about teddy bear. And anyway, the whole theme of it is teddy bear, and this is for the art gallery. And it's coming together. It's looking better all the time. She's putting hooks on everything. I'm putting bows on all the teddy bears and things. This is one that's going to sit at the table and chair for the picnic.
I'm Lorraine Kagey, and I'm working on the Beta Sigma Phi tree, which we've decorated since the Christmas tree lane has started. And this year is going to be kind of a cowboy theme. And each year we pick out something unusual to decorate our tree. So I hope everyone comes down and looks at it. We have the horse. We have the hats. We have the deputy sheriffs. And so once it's completed, it's going to be really a cute tree. And all our proceeds go to hospice.
Well, I'm Terry Henson, and I'm helping Lorraine put the lights on the Beta Sigma Phi tree, and then I just do whatever anybody needs here throughout. Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of great trees. We have more trees than last year. We have outdoor trees, like one that's just for the birds. We have people that have put a lot of work into their decorations and handmade them all, so it should be a great Christmas tree lane this year.
I'm Janelle Privet, and our tree is called in honor of Dr. Seuss, and so it is very bright and non-traditional, but if you were Dr. Seuss, it'd be perfect. And then we also have a tradition of a German pickle, and that tradition is a long story. So the short story is basically you put a pickle, the kids find the pickle, and they get a treat. And it's a German tradition. And so we're going to have a pickle because we think Dr. Seuss would have done that. So, yeah, this is the Dr. Seuss tree, and the team name is the Dr. Seuss Groupies.
Hi, I'm Jackie Dozier, and we're getting ready for Christmas here. Everybody has so many different ideas. We're sitting here next to the sugar plum tree. And all these little sugar plum fairies have been hand cut out. Each year, we join the crowd downtown for the lighting of the Christmas tree, which I find very exciting. But Santa came on noisy fire trucks, or else he was busy passing out candy and things in the restaurants. And I just thought, but Christmas has such beauty. And when my children were young, we were in a nursery that just had all these different trees decorated so beautifully, the snow all about, and it was one of those wonderful Christmas experiences. And I guess that's what I was thinking about.